Hello, it's Denise from Women Beyond a Certain Age. We have such a special guest today. I'm so excited. This is just, this is serendipitous. That's what I think it is. My friend, Stacy DeVerde, is in New York and out of her busy schedule has planned some time with us today. So hello, Stacy, first thing and welcome.
Hi, Denise. It's really such a pleasure and such an honor to be on your podcast. Oh, I really appreciate it.
I'm thrilled. Let me tell you how this came about, Stacey. I think I did, but just in case not. I don't know if it was on Facebook that I saw that you had, Stacey, first I should say this. We know each other from personal chef groups, okay?
Yes.
So Stacey has cooked for a very long time and still does some cooking, but her new interest and her other business is a life coach, holistic health coach. And you know what, Stacey, I see this. Sometimes people write life coach on their card, and I'm the first person to roll their eyes, okay? Because I just think, really, huh? You know, like, what do you know about that? But then I think it's because I saw it and I was thrilled for you that you were branching out and doing something else. Also, because I've always said people that cook actually get their MFCCs in like family counseling and stuff or working in restaurants. You get
totally.
You learn an awful lot about human nature when you cook for people. But I went to your website. I think I signed up for your newsletter, which I get every month now. And there was so much valuable information that's when I asked you if you would come be a guest. It's so valuable. And I just want to say this up front, and we'll repeat this a couple of times. Stacey has a downloadable questionnaire for people, and then also offers like a get to know me phone call with people so that they can talk, a complimentary get to know me phone call so that she can work with you. But this first one is that I printed out yesterday from the newsletter is called Obstacle Thoughts Workbook. Now, Stacey, I don't know how smart you are to have thought about this, but it's just brilliant.
Thank you.
How did you decide, Stacey? How did you decide after all those years of cooking and still cooking and being a businesswoman that you should do some of this life coaching?
Yeah, so I have always been into personal development. And I was not always in, you know, I didn't come from a business background or anything like that. So, you know, personal chefing was my love. And that started actually from, like, actually, I'm going to tell you, it was from Oprah's old 1990s show. She used to have like How to Be Authentic and all of that. And I've never thought of being a chef or anything when I was growing up. Like, I loved cooking. I did it when I was in high school. I, you know, had dinner parties. I had it all doing that. But then, you know, whatever, I went on and had a different job or whatever. So it wasn't until I was about 35 that I became a personal chef. So I've been doing that for many years. And then I had a lot of health conditions. I had some all kinds of autoimmune diseases and things like that. And then, so I was really getting into nutrition and how it works in your body and all of that. And then I really started really doing research, and I got into like the holistic side because I was not getting help from my doctors the way that I needed. I was not healing and all of that. So that's kind of how I started with holistic health coaching. I really wanted to help my clients. Even then, there were so many food sensitivities, and they were having a lot of issues. I didn't even know I had celiac until after I really realized that I had so many issues with that. So that's how I started getting into the holistic health coaching. And then I was holding myself back from really pursuing that. I was using my personal chef business as like this wubby, as like just this thing that was just, it was just keeping me safe. And, you know, in the personal development field, there's like a lot of things going, you know, there's like being in your comfort zone or not getting out of your comfort zone or, like just, you keeping yourself safe. Like most people don't even like really realize that it's really affecting your life on a much deeper level. And I didn't even realize that I was in my own way back then. I was just like, I was doing different programs. I was doing more education, trying to get better. And I was not picking a niche. Like I have like a lot of thyroid problems. So everybody was like, do thyroid, do this, do that. And I was just holding myself back. I had circumstance in my outside of my life that was just holding me back. And I was using that as an excuse. And so that's really how I decided to go into life coaching because it's something that I always wanted to do, but I really didn't think it was like I could do it. So it was a big step for me. And
Absolutely.
it was scary because, like you just said, not many people, like they think, what's a life coach? Like, how is that even going to help you? Or like they just think it's like this fluffy thing.
Yes.
But what it does is it you can decide how you want to feel about yourself. Our brain has so much noise and so much I want to say, like, our inner critic is like the biggest dream stealer that we have.
Yes.
And developing that relationship with yourself, I have come to really, I think many women our age, growing up in the era that we did, we don't have the emotional capacity that you need to have a bigger life, to have a business. It's like there's, and I notice this so much with entrepreneurs, and this is another word that is often comes around, not only just the comfort zone, but the fear that comes up. It's like you either fear of success or, and you don't think that you really have that. But when, you start developing your business and you have to do things that other people are not willing to do, you have to be willing, giving yourself permission to do these things. And then when it comes time to do it on your calendar, you're off doing laundry or
Yes.
cooking or doing something. And it's like you're not being with yourself. You're not being with the emotions because it's like our whole humanness is built upon avoiding pain and danger, doing it as efficiently as possible and like seeking pleasure. That's like why we do anything. It's like, goes back to those caveman days. So that brain that we have today is not, has not evolved. We have so much technology. We have all these things coming at us, all this pleasure coming at us. And we have no problem like feeling happy, right?
Right.
It just comes upon us. But when we have like some emotion that comes up when we do something that's difficult, it's like we steer away from it. We avoid it. Have a drink. We have, there's nothing wrong with doing things. I'm not saying that because sometimes it gets misconstrued of like you're not avoiding, but we are avoiding. We're avoiding
Yes.
your
Yes.
emotion, or we're suppressing it, or we escape it. And that's what we do. It's like in life coaching, we call it buffering. It's like, think of it as the computer that's just waiting. It's just spinning, right? It's like you're
Okay.
not, you're, yeah. So it just gets bigger. Those emotions get bigger when you resist them. And
You have touched on so many things in
yeah.
that. And it's and incredible and it's thought-provoking. So here's what I want to do. One of the first things you said, one, I love your analogy about the brain is looking for comfort in repetition because see, I totally know that about myself. Do you know what I mean? And that's
Yeah.
and I know buffering and I know making excuses. And
Yeah.
but and one of the big things you said, all everything you said, but in certain age groups, we were not in my I'm older than you, Stacey. I know I'm probably a decade older. My mother hoped for me that I would marry a nice man and have matching drapes and carpet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the goal.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. She would say, oh, and drove a nice car and maybe had two kids. And so when I didn't want to go that path, thank God I had a sister that did and fulfilled all of those, checked all those boxes with a great husband, a big house, and two beautiful kids.
Yeah.
But I was so, I was so confused as to what my path was supposed to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
so I,
totally.
I made changes and I got comfortable with making changes. I do see at certain stages of my path, there was self-sabotage there because it was almost like I couldn't believe I could do it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so making a change, and you also just, I want to follow your obstacle question handbook for a little bit to show people how valuable it is, because yeah. Stacey, if everyone downloaded that listens, I don't care what your age is. And I know, unfortunately, young women that have the same fears and boxes that we do. I thought a couple of generations later would be better, but women are bombarded with the same images over and over and
yes.
over.
Yes, it's how we're socialized and yes. how we're taught. So it's like you are living your life today on autopilot from your subconscious mind. It's like it's 95% of what's running your life today, and it's all subconscious. So if you want to do something different, even if it's just like this little tiny change, you're going to have noise from your brain. And if you don't know that what it is, if you don't become aware of what that is, which is like the obstacle thought, if you don't know what that is, you just believe it. You can't just, you got to really check in to see what it is that your brain is believing. Like, clean it out every single day, like you're cleaning the closet or you're emptying the dishwasher or taking the trash out, because our brain is based on drama. It's like, yeah. It's like it just loves the drama. It looks for problems. That's what it does. That's what our brain does. It's like it looks for all the problems. So if you just let it be and do that, it's going to look at all the problems and think that those problems are real. And, you know, there's problems and there's circumstances.
That's right.
So.
Well, your first page. So I turn around after you introduce yourself in your questionnaire. And I loved it. The very first question is, what do you truly want?
Yeah. So I think everybody has, and I don't think it's just me. I mean, I've always kind of been that way. I have a very strong intuition. I love to use, like, we all have a true essence of who we really are. So when I say that of who we really are, that's based upon you with no conditioning from your parents, no conditioning from, you know. And I actually teach an exercise in my coaching on getting to that spot where we actually can picture ourselves with none of that conditioning. And it's so beautiful to live your life without any of the conditioning. So, all right. So gets back to the what you truly want. So we all have like this whisper, this inside intuition from our true essence. And it's always wanting, it's kind of nagging at you. And I feel like as you get older, especially as a woman, I mean, you spent your whole entire life doing for other people, like, and that's how you're taught, like from your mom or your caregivers of like, my mom was a huge people pleaser. And I became that way. It's still a struggle with it today because I wanted to, it's actually a manipulation of how you want other people to feel about you. But
yes,
anyway,
yes,
yeah,
yes, that's exactly. You think, I agree with you. So brilliantly said. If you're nice to everyone and please people, you figure they're never going to strike out at you.
Yeah.
So you're trying to manipulate
them
by being nice to them all the time.
Okay. Yeah, or doing things for them. It's like, or you have a belief about yourself that you have to, it's like, you know, you're just following the program. It's like, you have to do that in order to, it's like you're fulfilling that sentence. So like thoughts, I just want everybody to realize that every thought that you think becomes a result in your life. It becomes a thing. So, I mean, nothing is created without thought. And so our thoughts create our feelings. And so like, I don't know, I think I mentioned that before, is like why we do anything is because of how it makes us feel. And so to get back to what you truly want, it's like, it's always nagging at you. It's always,
yes.
You know, and until you start paying attention to it and like letting that noise of your brain, of all the doubt that comes, the overwhelm and all that self-sabotage that we just think is true. So really, I think it's so important as a woman, especially in the second half of life. It's like, there, who defines the beginning, the middle, the end? Nobody. We don't know. So yeah, it could just be the beginning. You could just start your life all over again if you wanted to. Reinvent yourself, redefine yourself. That relationship with yourself is truly the most important relationship you could have. More so than you have with your partner, because you can't give away what you don't have yourself. Like seeking self-confidence to doing something. Like self-confidence is built upon saying what you said you were going to do. Like,
yes,
you know, and just
keeping
continuing.
The promise to yourself.
Yes.
Keeping a promise.
Keeping
now,
your
this
word.
Is why, when you say this, and I don't want to go off on a bender because I want to come back to your workbook.
Yes, you got to keep me on in line, Denise.
Because you're, and that's funny coming from me.
I told you.
I want to come to, if people aren't aware of this, Stacy and I started the conversation both looking at each other, and we do know each other, saying, I have ADHD. And yes, yeah, we can attest to it.
Yeah.
I think the reason, exactly what you just said, I shouldn't have interrupted your thought in this. I think that's why we have such a high divorce rate. See, people get married thinking that marriage is going to give them what they truly want.
Yes.
But you know what?
You can never, it's very, you don't go into a relationship that way. It's so.
Exactly. Talk about a setup for disappointment.
That's yes.
Talk about a setup for disappointment. Now,
yeah,
I'm sticking with you. Common obstacles. You have written some here that are just that people, and the reason I'm saying this about the handbook and the download, Stacy has given you spaces to write things, to circle things. So this is something you could fill out to me, Stacy, which is exactly what I did for me.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go back and read it in 3 days. Do you know what I mean? So that because some, for me, many reasons, as I've aged, as I, my interests, my ADHD, my retention span, I need to read things sometimes hear them, read them, study them 3 or 4 times before I can actually apply them to my own person.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny if my kids ever listen to this podcast about ADHD, because it's like, I knew I've always had it, but I never tried to live my life in that way as an obstacle, actually.
Yes, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
When I knew that I had ADD, I mean, I knew it, but I just, it, when it was just called ADD, and one or two people had mentioned it to me. Of course, every report card said she has a hard time focusing. She's very bright. She's not interested in this subject. I mean, the same things every fucking report card.
Yeah.
But Cindy came to work for me 25 years ago, and we're working together, and I'm talking and talking and talking in the morning about what we need to get done. And I see her take out a pad and paper and say, I'll just make some notes. And at first when she did, I thought, that's the oddest thing I've ever seen. But I didn't realize that I was in full blown manic stage of that morning. So I was probably making very little sense. And all she was trying to do was pick out some words. And then she said to me, when I said to her, you're so, I had to pull something out of her hand. And she said, I'm OCD and you're ADD. We make a good pair. And at the moment I thought, oh, because someone else, you know what I mean? But my husband had actually, when I married my second husband, I was 41. He came home one night with Time magazine and held it up. And on the front cover, it said, do you have ADHD?
Oh, God, that's funny.
And he said, Denise, you should read this. And when I read it, I thought, ew, okay. So I don't want to use that as an obstacle in my life. I've tried not to, Stacy. I try to harness the information.
Well,
about
you definitely it. Have to comprehend things, I notice, differently.
Yes.
I am like, you know, I also had, like I told you with my thyroid, I had Graves' disease. So speaking of that, you are super freaking hyper, like crazy when you have that, and then exhausted at the same time. So back, that was a long time ago, but it's just the whole combination of that. So I didn't really think I had it until later. I, you know, like people in my family had it, but I just didn't think it, but I didn't realize the the way you comprehend things is like totally different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Common obstacles. You've written down some that I absolutely love. And one of them that stuck out to me for women, because I hear women say this to me all the time, I'm not capable.
Yeah, I
Or
knew you were going to
someone,
say that one. Go
okay,
ahead.
I'm not capable. So I have friends that are so smart and have done so many things, but if they're offered a new opportunity, they literally will say to me, well, I don't think I'm capable for that. And I think capable. You could run IBM. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You need a 24-hour crash course and you can do anything. So that was interesting to me. I like this one. I have never been able to lose weight.
Yeah, I hear that so often. I've coached a lot of people in weight loss, and that is so when you got to understand, when you have these thoughts, they literally make you feel a certain way. When you think the thought, I'm not capable, or this is too hard, or I can't lose weight, that is going to end up to be your result, because your feelings are driving your actions or inactions. So if you don't feel, if you're so like in the tools that I teach, you know, it's our circumstances, they're just completely neutral. In our minds, we think, you know, that whatever our thoughts are about those circumstances are true. And it's usually not. It's usually an opinion or whatever. And so it's like when you could start to recognize and understand the thoughts that you're thinking are making you feel a certain way, and it's not the circumstance, you could start changing like so much in your life. So when you think you're not capable, and you can recognize that that's just like an old story,
Yes.
that you don't have to believe that if you don't want to, that you actually do have a choice. So like when you could take yourself outside of yourself in a way, and you could be the watcher and realize that this thought that you're having is just like your old paradigm, your old story, your old self-concept. And that's part of what I do, is helping women redefine themselves, like their relationship with themselves and their identity,
Yes.
because changing your life requires you to divorce your old self, and you get so much resistance, and that's where all those emotions, big emotions, come up. So if you're used to not feeling emotions, as many of us have, and like you just said, like, you know, especially as women, it's like we're socialized to believe certain things, we're
Yes.
socialized to do certain things in our life, and the expectancy of what it is for a woman to be nowadays is,
And a lot of these things, what you're talking about, come from how we were raised.
Oh,
And
without a doubt. How
and
you were raised, the environment that you were in,
the
the
environment, how your parents
teachers,
spoke
your
to you.
friends. Yes,
Now, I
exactly.
have to tell you,
And
Stacey,
you take it on different meanings. You could literally have a brother or a sister living in the same environment, and they have like a totally different life of what is possible for them
That's right.
versus yourself.
One of your obstacles, and there's a list of them. I want people to, you'll find one that you will ring your bells, trust me, if not more.
Yeah.
I may need to make this better before putting it out. It's not good enough. Now, I've been in a writer's group for the last couple of months. And so people get up and share. Do you know what I mean? They're writing.
Yeah.
And you know what, Stacey? Most of it's very good. Nobody thinks they're good. Do you know what I mean? Nobody thinks they're good.
Yeah. I'm just
And
curious, where was that writing group? Was that in
okay,
Arizona?
well, it's from an online course called Memoir Writing Inc., INK.
Oh,
The
okay.
woman's name is Allison Waring, Wearing. And honey, she teaches several courses, but this one is about memoir.
Oh, okay.
So it's an online course. By the way, I've looked at all of them. I'm taking another one, but I've been able to. Allison's very generous, and since a whole bunch of us went to Tuscany after we took the course and
Wow.
was there for a week, she allowed us, as it started up again in January, to retake her online course without paying a second fee. And let me, but it's worth every nickel. Don't let me,
Yeah.
but let me tell you, to be able to now, having met her, seen her in person, listen to her stories of writing memoir. And then now when I'm rereading it, I'm getting so much more out of the course. It's frightening because it's a lot of information and I
Yeah.
feel, but I'm focused on it. But I have to tell you, the women, some of the women in the group, not all of them. First of all, there's an incredible amount of talent and smartness and good memoir writing and good writing. There's also a lot of, not a lot, but enough women where all the stories seem to be, and it's not because it makes it deeper or richer. It's really about their own lack of self, their own worthless feelings
Yeah, their
of abuse.
self-esteem.
Okay, their self-esteem.
Yeah.
Now, they have low self-esteem because they were abused.
Yeah.
Now, and they put to me, this is just, and I'm not casting judgments. I don't mean to, I'm just saying, when you hear them, when you hear their writing, what you had said earlier about taking yourself out of it, as a writer, if you're just telling the story of abuse, it's really not very interesting. I don't know how to say that. I don't mean to say that cruelly, okay?
Yeah, no, I agree.
If
Even when
you,
we tell our stories,
it's a
it's
lot
like,
of, just a
yeah.
lot of boring details of life. So, but what I've seen is that this is really an exercise in deciding that you're good enough,
Yeah.
deciding that you have a story to tell that's interesting and not folding to the old tapes that you may have heard all
Exactly.
your life by someone, whether it was teachers, whether it was your parents, whether it was your father, whether it was an abusive boyfriend that you
Yeah.
hooked up with. So
So you get to decide that. You get
yes.
to decide that over and over again. And that's the practice every day that you could practice on purpose. Like
Yes.
deciding what you want to believe about yourself. Nobody, you could rewrite your script.
Practice on purpose. I love
Yeah.
that. Now, brainstorming. You've got to, the next page talks about ways, write it all down here. In the space below, write down what thoughts come into your own mind when you think of your specific goal and what you truly want. So
Yeah.
you're trying to help people to solve. And the next page is overcoming obstacles. You're trying to teach people, Stacy, point out ways to improve themselves. I mean, to
Exactly.
overcome this. It's
Yeah.
amazing.
So you need a strategy ahead of time because
Yes.
if you don't, your brain is going to get in the way every time. It's going to have a ton of drama. It's going to want to avoid the emotion. If you don't realize all this stuff is going on, even for like when people come to me for weight loss, they want me to tell them what to eat. And so like dieting can work, if you follow it, but
Yes.
then it comes, life comes in and then you're not following it and then you're gaining it back. So the best way to like lose weight is through this same mindset and emotional management that you develop, and like learning, to like have an urge to eat something but not react to it,
Yes.
like learning just to be with it, like just allowing, and it's uncomfortable. So like we get back to the uncomfortableness. We as humans are not made, developed, evolved to be uncomfortable. Otherwise, we would die. We would be out of the tribe, out of the cave. So we still have this primitive brain. I call it the default brain, but it's really like your ego. And I love how Jen Santaro, you know who she is? She has that book, You Are a Badass.
Oh, okay. Yes, I
Yeah.
haven't read it, but I know who she is. I read a
A great
review
book.
of
You
it, I
should
think.
read it.
Okay.
So she calls like the ego the big snooze. So in the book, she talks about your BS. So it's like your own BS. So it's like, 'cause ego years ago when I grew up, that was considered like if you were conceited or you were
Oh,
full of
yes.
yourself, but that's not what your ego is. It's really this default tape going on in your brain over and over again. Your inner critic, and all these defense and coping mechanisms that you developed as you were growing up. And it's still with you today. So like unraveling and unpacking that is something that we do in life coaching. But knowing like, when you have these obstacle thoughts that come up, That's all it is really a thought. Like you don't have to, but most of us don't really realize all those thoughts that we're running every day because
Yes.
we're designed to live subconsciously. So you can consciously make a decision, but deciding ahead of time is the best thing that you could do because at least you're going to know ahead of time. It takes the decision fatigue away and you have this strategy of what you're going to do. And it's like your brain already knows what to do. So that next day comes and say you're going to write that book and like you don't feel like it or whatever. And maybe it's like you have writer's block or whatever they call that. And so really just sitting in the silence or just allowing yourself to like let those vibrations be in your body is like very powerful gift you can give yourself instead of doing something else. And I've even used cooking. That was a big buffering for me. I realized that when I get uncomfortable or I want to avoid something like all right, so I'm going to cook. So it's like you don't even realize that that's what you're doing.
Stacey, is cooking
I
saved
just
my
happen to
life?
love cooking, but that's what I would do.
No, Stacey, cooking saved my life. That's exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cooking saved my life. I know exactly what you mean about buffering. And of course, and to this day, I still cook a lot because I can cook well.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, if I haven't accomplished other things, do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Or I'm retiring, I am retired, I'm doing different things, I can cook. So
Yeah.
it's a big deal. Thank you for saying that. I love this line that you wrote about overcoming obstacles. Every person that has achieved something worthwhile has had to overcome their own thinking mind.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why this is so important and where it plays into, and we'll talk about strategies a little bit next. Stacey, you know this, I worked with hundreds, thousands of celebrities.
Yes.
When I stood next to them, okay, so you're standing there showing them how to cook. For the 5 seconds they're going to be on television because they've come out with a cookbook that will sell 1 million copies
Right.
because of their brand, but they don't really know how to cook. They don't even know how to write because they hired a writer for that. They hired Cindy and I to style the photographs and do the shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, but you know what? And you'd stand next to them sometimes, and I think the difference between this person and an everyday Joe is their self-confidence and that they set their mind to it.
Yes.
That's what they did.
Oh,
They
without a
said,
doubt. They have
I'm
this
going to be a
dream.
star. I'm
Yep.
going to, and sometimes when you are with the ones that look so pretty on camera, and then when you're standing next to them, they have the same acne scars as anybody else. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
They have split ends. They got a big fat ass. And I think to myself, oh my God,
Yeah.
what they had was mindful thinking that they were going to succeed at this.
Without a
They
doubt.
didn't let any of the negative stuff get into their head. Or
Yeah.
they didn't play those tapes, I should say. They may have had those once in a while, but most of them just overcame them and said, I'm going to be this.
Yeah. So most people that have success that way, and there's plenty of people that do that as well. But I find like there's so many entrepreneurs, especially women in like even in health coaching and all the women business groups I'm in, it's like there's so many people that hold themselves back. It's like it's crazy. It's why I became a life coach. That was, if you want to really get down to it, it's what I've seen in
Yes.
my colleagues and other people. Like they, what happens is we get into a program and we are, it's exciting in the beginning. You're learning, you're educating. It's like you're just keeping yourself like motivated and excited during the time. But then when it comes time to do the hard stuff, to actually put yourself out there and do these things, that is when it really gets hard. And you have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to give yourself permission,
Yes.
Yeah.
Permission's a big deal. And I don't think any of us, I don't, again, this comes from our backgrounds. The permission to live your own life is the
Yes.
goal. But most of us don't even have permission to not go to our ugly aunt's house for Christmas. Do you see what I'm saying? I
Yes.
mean,
Oh,
it's like
without a doubt.
people that don't even have permission to say, no, I'm not celebrating this day
Yes.
because I
And
don't
we
have
all
any
just
good
want to be
memories.
good.
You want to
And
be exactly.
that's what they teach you to be good, to be a good girl, to keep quiet, to, like all of that. all of
those
not
things.
really have a voice. And I could go on and on about that. But anyway, so go ahead. Let's.
On your strategies, you wrote three main things to understand about obstacle thoughts is they may come up, but you don't have to listen to them. I think that summarizes exactly what we've been saying. They
yes.
are not the truth.
No,
see, this
they're
is
not.
Huge. Just because it's like when people say, and we've all done it to ourselves. We hear, I see beautiful young women that say to me, oh, I'm a cow. I've gained 10 pounds. Now,
yeah, it's
10
crazy.
pounds doesn't make you a cow. Okay. But in their mind, they have made this so outrageous.
Yeah.
In their mind. And the third one is they have no power over you unless you let it. Now,
yeah,
I learned this, Stacey, early in life as I it was all tied into ADHD and stuff that I was not even aware of. Do you know what I mean? But when I was younger and heavy periods and all those things, I was depressed. You know what I mean? I mean,
yep.
In my 30s, those horrible periods that would just drag me down. And I went and spoke to a woman therapist, and she said to me, you have to set a time limit on this, Denise. You're too busy to be dealing with this bullshit for 12 or 14 hours or 2 days. And I learned that I trained myself. I can be upset for about an hour. And
Yeah.
then I have to change the tape. That's what I say. Be depressed.
Yeah.
Feel sorry for yourself. Do whatever
Yes.
you want. You know what I mean? Blame
Have the crying
everyone.
spout. Have the feel sorry for yourself, and
Have
then.
that. Feel sorry for yourself. And if I would say to people, so, and Cindy and I would do this for each other. We were together once in a while. We'd say to each other, she'd come into work, and then she'd say, everyone hates me. I said, what are you talking about? She's laughing. I can see her. Everyone hates me. I said, oh, everyone, my family, my friends, everyone hates me. I said, okay. I said, well, we, and then I would do the same thing to her. She would come in and I'd say, I hate everyone, but I'm much the opposite. I'd say, I hate everyone. This business sucks. I don't care if we get paid a lot. I hate my clients. So we would both do that to each other and dump it for like a half an hour. And then we'd say, look, what are we going to have for lunch? And then we would try to move on to more positive thoughts, because if you go down those roads too long,
yeah,
too
you could
hard
get
to get
into
up.
a real depression
Yeah,
if
you
you,
can't.
because you can get into the mindset of really just believing all this
That you think
negativity.
they're
That's,
true.
yes,
That
you
you
do.
think they're true.
You do. And you could really go down a negative spiral, because when you think they're true, it's making you feel a certain way. And people think it's the circumstances that make us feel a certain way, but that is never the case.
Yeah.
It's not our circumstances. I mean, we're supposed to be feeling, you know, sad or whatever when there's a sad occasion that comes along, or when bad things happen in the world. Like, that is part of the 50-50 of life. Like, that is life. It's not, it's like everybody's always trying to be happier and stuff like that. And yes, you can be happier, but you also have to, you know, have the 50-50 of life, even when you are super successful. So like when you could start recognizing that your circumstances are really not causing your feelings, that your thoughts are, and the thoughts that you want to think on purpose. So you know what I love to do is, it's like going to a clothing store and you go and you pick out whatever outfit you want and you try it on. So you kind of do that with thoughts. It's like you go to the thought store and you pick out what, you know, like you look at what's there and you try on different thoughts, and you can try on better thoughts or see how that makes you feel. Sometimes, like, it's not like going there and like just thinking, and that's going to happen. Like, you have to literally have that energy in your body and allowing that, because that's what's going to drive you to do something or not do something. But so there's sometimes you need that bridge thought. So you're talking about losing weight or having that negative commentary. Like, so if you've thought that for years and years, and it's going to be very hard to undo that. So a lot of times you have to just be comfortable, like, with some kind of bridge thought. like that's in between from where you are to where you want to be. Like,
Great.
okay, so right now I know I'm thinking I don't even know what you said, but like I'm a cow and I've only gained 10 pounds, right? So, and then the person, like, you want to be whatever, some fantasy thing maybe that you're never going to achieve, you know, like that's where our brain goes. If you're not that, then you suck, you know. It's like, so, but having that bridge thought that your brain could kind of believe, like getting there is super important as well. Like it's you need your brain needs to believe it as well. So you need some kind of bridge there, some kind of stepping stone to get where you want, where you are, and practice that until you start, like, you know, honoring your own word, doing what you said you were going to do, follow through, and not you know, not avoid those big emotions that come up when we do something new.
Okay, this is the last that we're going to finish this up, Miss Stacy. Stacy is going to come and do a second podcast with us. So after people have listened to this one, I need you to know that Stacy's going to come back. So look for it when we broadcast. But Stacy, this is something that I think that also in your strategies and moving forward, you simply said, what will I think and do instead? So making the action of moving forward. So this is to me, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, of course. There were times that all of a sudden I just realized that I had to change my own behavior. Okay. That's all it was. Was it easy? Not always. Did it take help? Yes. Did I have to do writing to figure it out? Did I need to speak to someone else to figure it out? Did I have to break up with a really terrible boyfriend? Yes, I had to do all those things.
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know, what can I do instead? How do I move forward? And strategies. And your worksheet is so important. And again, you come back to the first step is identifying what's really preventing you, the obstacles, or what you want.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. Because it's
Huge.
just, they're all thoughts. They're all these thoughts that we have about, I can't do this. I'm not capable. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. That's
All of it.
really the rhetoric of our brains wanting to
Now,
point that out, screaming its head off.
yes. Now, Stacy, tell us how people get in touch with you.
Okay, they can go to my website.
Right?
It's www.stacey, Stacey Diverty, Diverde.com. So StaceyDiverty.com.
And they can go to your website. They could download this questionnaire. They could also get on your newsletter.
Yeah. So
Okay.
I publish a newsletter once a week, and I actually, it's different than what I post on social media. I kind of
Okay.
have like a different relationship with my email list that I feel is more intimate.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That
And
makes
I also do
perfect sense.
free consultations.
It's
And
incredible.
yeah.
My head was spinning when I printed out your questionnaire. My head is spinning with how much information you have shared with us. I cannot thank you enough. And again, if anyone wants to reach out to Stacy, you have the information. Cindy, when we broadcast the podcast, also will give you that information about Stacy. Stacy, I cannot thank you enough for your
Thank you.
time.
It's really been an honor.
Oh, I'm so proud of you that you're doing this. It's, you know,
Thanks.
again,
It's so odd that you're telling me that.
oh,
Because,
no.
yeah.
You know what, Stacy? Business was easy for me. Okay. This is, I mean, I, but, and by the way, and this, everyone's
Because you
different.
did something that you loved.
Yes, I did something I love, but also
So,
when
right
people,
there, you're doing something that you truly wanted to.
that's right. And when people called me, but just, and I think most people know this, but if they don't, when I got my first book deal and my husband said, do you know how to write a book? I said, oh no, not at all. Or when people said, you can come work on the TV show, just build the same buffet you did for catering. I said, okay, I had no idea what I was doing, but
Yeah.
fear was not one of my obstacles. It still isn't. Do you know what I mean? Because,
Yeah.
but I
Because you
think
have the self-confidence within
a
yourself.
self-confidence, and
Yes.
I built that self-confidence by
By
accomplishing.
following through on what you said you
That's
were going to
exactly
do,
by making a
even if it was
promise to me,
scary.
you know, to making the promise to myself early on, early
Yeah.
on.
Yeah.
So, and so that's why.
Yeah,
Now,
so I
if
love that.
anybody wants to reach Cindy and I, it's womanbeyond@icloud.com. We love to hear your comments, or sometimes people don't want to say it on the website or the Facebook page because they're embarrassed, and that's fine. So then they private message us. But anyway, thank you all who listen to Women Beyond a Certain Age. And thank you, Stacy. And thanks, Cindy, who keeps the train on the track. And look, I know you're going to love this broadcast. And then I want you to know there's going to be a second broadcast with Stacy. So people look forward to it. Okay.
Thank
Thank
you,
you so
Denise.
much. Bye.